Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It's 10 a.m. on Wednesday, the 19th of April, the day after Theresa May decided to call a snap election. And my question is, was it a snap election or did she snap?
It was a snap election. She had been on record saying she wasn't going to call an election, a snap election. And then she does, out of the blue. Good move, I think, for her. She's very clever. Maybe she's watching Game of Thrones or something, understanding how the moving parts of power work, and if you're doing well in the polls, it's the best time to call an election.
So even she managed to work out that over 20% ahead in the polls means that even the pollsters are not likely to be that wrong.
I think maybe it snapped in her head that this was the right time to
the
do it.
Right level. Okay, well, let's have a look at the most popular in business and finance, as we've just mentioned, the June the 8th election. MPs vote today for general election, a two-third majority required. It'd be funny if it didn't happen, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's very, very likely to happen. I think Labour, Corbyn is actually supporting this. So
Turkey Christmas is the phrase that I would be using. Will he survive that? I can't. It won't be the same without him, really.
Well, we're not. He's going to be the leader going into the election, but I think after that it will be goodbye, Mr. Corbyn.
Yeah, and maybe Sadiq Khan will get the job, the one that he really wants. May indicates she will not participate in televised leader debates, largely because she's no good at them.
Yes, well, we'll see. We may have an empty chair, which would certainly not be good for the Conservative Party if you have Liberals, Labour, maybe the Green, SNP, and just an empty chair where the Prime Minister should be.
Reminds me of that Clint Eastwood pre-election thing in the US. I think he was arguing with an empty chair or something like that. Pound rallies, UK stocks retreat. So the UK stock market almost back to where it was at the beginning of the year, which is rather disappointing. The only thing here is that the market's decided that an election, presumably with the pound going up and the FTSE going down, is actually soft Brexit or no Brexit. Because that was the rule before, that hard Brexit, pound down, FTSE up, and soft Brexit.
Changed. I think uncertainty has actually bred some certainty in the market now. We know there's going to be an election. We know the Conservatives are going to win, no doubt. They'll probably increase their majority, so it actually means we can now approach Europe with a hard Brexit. And I think the market will probably like that because it's less horse trading. So here we are. This is where we want to be. This is where we're going to go. So, yeah, reverse of that trade.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes. Next up, French election too close to call as support for far left Mélenchon surges, according to The Independent. But I thought that Le Pen had no chance at all.
No, Le Pen hasn't got a chance. We'll probably get to the second round, but I think this just shakes it up a bit. And actually, the far left is more status quo, so actually the markets will probably appreciate that a bit more. But forget the general election on June the 8th. It's the French election for the next week, and certainly moves around the euro, if it's risk on, risk off, will be key. The general election in the UK will be further down the line.
Okay. And on to Goldman Sachs, where both of us were crying when we were rehearsing the slide before, because it appears that the good people there have lost a bit of money. We're closing two of our long dollar top trades, both of which would have posted losses. The trades which Goldman's initiated in mid-November were long dollar plays against the euro and the pound, as well as going long dollar yuan, rather. I was going to say it in Spanish. The situation there is rather ironic, given how close Goldman's supposed to be to President Trump. You would have thought he would have given them a bit of a heads up into which direction to place their bets, but apparently not.
And Trump as well, caught saying the dollar's too strong. Well, who's advising him? Is it Goldman's? Are they telling their traders and advisors that this is what they're going to tell Trump? So, boo-hoo, Goldman Sachs have
I'm sure there are Chinese walls involved. In fact, Mexican walls are just walls involved somewhere.
He'd build walls, yeah, yes, exactly. And they can pay for it.
Okay. Next slide. Unlike the better-than-expected quarterly results from JP Morgan, Citi, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs numbers underwhelmed, its key debt trading divisions did not benefit from Trump-induced activity, and the general operating environment was mixed. And that comes against a soaring stock market. The reality was a soaring stock market, wasn't it, over the period?
Yes, I mean, but JP Morgan and Co. performed very well in their bond trading divisions. This is where they've really made the money and really outperformed. Goldman's have missed the trick here. Maybe they put all their eggs in one basket. With the FX, they've called that wrong, and equities, maybe they haven't made enough, or they've been short the market, who knows. But Goldman Sachs, strong run up into the numbers, they've underperformed.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, which is the economic calendar, core consumer price index in the EU. US crude oil inventory is always important, and ECB's Prate speaks. FOMC member Rosengren speaks in the Beige Book, also in the US. Most important thing there?
I think oil inventories at the moment. That's been key week on week. We've seen big stock builds. Everything else, there'll be a bit of noise and chatter. Certainly the CPI index in the EU will be interesting. But I think it's more political events at the moment that are driving the market. With regards to FOMC, well, let's see if interest rate hikes are going to come or they're looking at reducing the balance sheet. I think that's going to be key. It's all about reducing the balance sheet before rate hikes this year.
Moving on to FX sentiment, obviously a lot of activity there with sterling. People presumably taking profits near the top of the range there, so going short or more bearish of that. It would have been interesting to see or remember even how they were placed before that, but my memory doesn't go back to Thursday or Friday last week, unfortunately. Also selling to the strength of the euro and the Aussie dollar. Interesting that they're catching the falling knife there with dollar-yen, and it'll be interesting to see whether, I think it's 108.50 holds, which is recent support. Going on to the Russell 2000 co-report, just about hanging on there to the uptrend, the 100 exponential moving average, 100-day exponential moving average there. Interesting that you probably wouldn't have bet on it holding, but so far it's just about doing that. And rebound from there. And we've got a range from, 1350 to up to 1400 still in place. Trade of the day, Glasgow's finest engineering group, apart from me, obviously, Weir Group, daily chart, rising trend line breached, bearish indicators, a wall of resistance at the £20 level as well. So sell on rise towards 1960, objective 1850 and stops above 2010. So that's those are the slides. Any final thoughts there, Matt?
No, it's all political at the moment. I think that's the key in the markets. And we're going to see, obviously, a lot of volatility around comments. Obviously, Trump, we haven't even talked about him today. He'll come back into it. He'll need to move up the Twitter chart or whatever that people look at. And he's probably around five or six. He wants to get up into the top three again. So I'm sure... look out for some fantastic tweets from Mr. Trump.
Okay, well, a missile or two would be just as good in the South China Sea, so we'll see how that pans out. But Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thanks for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.